Delivering local news, sports, and information from North Central Iowa to the world. 98.9 FM, KQCR Parkersburg. And at radioonthego.com.
You've got the beat! The Brothers Market Sports Show with Radio on the Go! Stay tuned as our KQCR Sports Department interviews a variety of sports figures making news from across our area, the state, and beyond. The Sports Beat every Saturday morning on 98.9 FM is brought to you by our partners at Brothers Market in Grundy Center and Parkersburg. Grab your groceries today or any day at Brothers Market, where they treat you like family. The Brothers Market Sports Beat Show is next on 98.9 FM and the KQCR stream through radioonthego.com.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Brothers Market Sports Beat on 98.9 KQCR. I'm your host, John Moenkall. On today's program, we'll start off with a report from the state track and field meet from Drake Stadium in Des Moines. After that, we will hear from some area state boys golf qualifiers and their coaches. We start from State Center, where Dyke New Hartford's Carson Costello qualified for state. We'll hear from him and his head coach, John Patterson. After that, we'll head to Cedar Falls to hear from AJWSR senior Daniel Stahl, who qualified individually, and his head coach, Riley Shepper. After that, our final two segments will be with Radio on the Go college sports reporter Joel McCall, as he has a conversation with AJWSR alumna Mandy Willems about wrapping up her career in the University of Missouri Kansas City women's basketball program. It's the Brothers Market Sports Beat. It starts next on 98.9 KQCR.
There are graduations and all kinds of gatherings. It's time to get your groceries at Brothers Market in Parkersburg and Grundy Center. What are the specials this week? Well, listen to this. If you're grilling out with charcoal, Kingsford charcoal, just $9.99. They also have fresh boneless rump roast for $2.99 a pound. Whole seedless watermelons, just $5.99 each. And from the frozen foods department, you can get Tostino's pizzas, 4 for $5. There's much more, so shop the stores. Parkersburg and Grundy Center, it's Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Joined by Dyke New Hartford freshman Carson Costello, you're going to state in golf, but tell me what that means to you and how awesome that is.
It's really awesome. I mean, I played really well today. I had some struggles here and there, but I just kept grinding out there. I played my best ever. It just means awesome. Mean the world to me as a freshman to go to state, so it's my ultimate goal, and I accomplished it here.
What were some of the highlights of your round out here on this course?
One of the highlights, it was a par 5 on the back 9, I think. My second shot I hit in the water, so I was hitting 4 onto the green, and then I hit it within, 5 feet and made the putt for par, so that really kept me in it to keep me three over, so that was a big highlight in my round.
Any challenges that you had to overcome here today?
My chipping, the greens are so fast, I didn't know really where to land them, so I had to land them short and let them run. Sometimes they didn't get on the green, but just clean that up for state, and I should be fine.
Talk about your coaching staff and how they've helped you along this journey to get you to where you are now.
Yeah. At practice, they just helped me get ready, helped me fix my swing, my putting, just my alignment to help me be where I am. My dad was a big part of that growing up. He just helped me. He taught me all I know about golf, and pretty much, yeah, it's been great.
And you're going by yourself now to state, but what does it mean to be able to represent Dyke and Hartford at state?
Yeah,
golf?
It means awesome. So we can have one person go to state from Dyke, so they know that one person is in state, I guess. It means good that I can represent Dyke, so it's perfect for me, yeah.
And what are your goals when you get down to the state tournament?
Hopefully place high, obviously. Win it, maybe. Shoot pretty low, obviously. Just play my best, see what we can do down there, and it should be good.
You bet. Any final thoughts here on making it to state today?
Nothing. I'm just very happy in how I accomplished it today, so, yeah.
Carson Costello, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Talking
out
with Dyke New Hartford boys golf coach John Patterson. After Carson Costello qualifies for state individually, how awesome is it to see him accomplish his goal and qualify for state?
It's just been awesome. As a freshman coming in, I heard a lot of great things about him, and when the season came, he showed up. He's done a lot of good things all year. He's placed high, had some really nice scores, and he's peaking at the right time, 75 today, his lowest 18-hole score of the year. So it's really nice to see.
Well, were you following him around on the course? And if so, what do you think were some of his big highlights of his round here today?
Yeah, some of the big highlights of his round were probably just escaping. He put himself in some bad places, and he'd make that big putt at the end to put himself in a really good spot. He set himself up a lot nicely on his drives. He put him right down the middle and gave him a lot of good second shots going in. So just putting himself in good shot in good places to get good shots is what he did really well today.
Of course, he's a freshman here going to a state. What do you think are the strides that he was able to make here throughout this season to get him to where he is now?
I think the big thing for him is course management. We came out here on Saturday for a practice round, and we just looked at stuff. We looked where we want to miss, places that we want to be at, what clubs we need to do. So on some holes, some guys were taking out drivers, but we were going hybrid. We just made sure our course management was good, and I think that saved a lot of strokes today.
And the team isn't going, but you are going to have someone there. What does it mean to have Dyke and Hartford represented at state?
Yeah, it's awesome. We got the NICL conference down there. We got a Denver guy. We got Hudson going as a team, and then Carson from Dyke New Hartford. So it's nice to see all the hard work in our really competitive region pay off.
Any final thoughts on Carson making it to state here today?
Just really happy for him. He's worked his butt off all year, and it's really nice that he can end the season down at state. I'm really excited for him.
All right. Dyke New Hartford golf coach John Patterson, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Talking now with AGWSR's Daniel Stahl, who is advancing to the state golf tournament after shooting a 74 here today. Tell me what it means to you to be going back to state now.
It's a good feeling. I mean, a lot of hard work put into this, and then finally to see the final scores put up there and get to move on is really a good feeling.
So even though the team just barely doesn't make it, what does it mean to you to be able to still represent AGWSR down at state?
I think it's good that one of us made it down there to still show that what kind of games we got, and the team came up just short, but I know all of them will be back next year, and they'll put in the work to get back here.
So a couple weeks ago you were here at the same course, and you shot a lot better. The team did as a whole shot a lot better today. How fulfilling was that to see much better scoring here today?
It's good. I always like seeing people make progress as they go on through the year, because that shows that they're putting in the work and that they're not giving up. So that's a good sight to see, and that'll help push the younger kids moving on to look up to something like that.
What do you think some of your highlights of your round were here today?
Definitely not my triple bogey on a six, but other than that, I finished birdie, so that was a good feeling.
All right, and your goals once you get to the state tournament now?
I'm gonna try to go win it, so right. See if that happens.
Any final thoughts on making it to state here today?
Nope, just good feeling and blessed to be out here.
Talking to AGWSR boys golf coach Riley Shipper. Coach, unfortunately, by a tiebreaker, you come up just short of making it to state. I guess, how do you sum up today's day of golf?
Yeah, it's disappointing to obviously get beat out by one stroke. I thought our guys battled all day long. We improved. We played here 2 weeks ago. We shot better than we did 2 weeks ago. So, we made a ton of strides to do what we needed to. I think this district was tougher than any district probably in the state. I think our fifth score today probably would have also won a district across the state. So, you had to play some of your best golf, and, unfortunately we came up one stroke too short.
On the other hand, though, Daniel Stahl, he's able to make it in as the runner-up here today. How awesome is it to see him advancing to state?
Yeah, for Daniel, I'm super excited for Daniel. Since last year even, I think at the end of the year after winning the state title as a team, not 100% sure where we would be at as a team this year. I always knew that Daniel would be one of the best golfers in 1A. He's carried one of the best averages all year long in 1A, and he's been perfect teammate for everybody. He's like having a second coach on the team. For Daniel to get in, I'm super excited. He's one of the last guys that ever played for Coach Hames. So to get him in, get him carried along, and it couldn't make me prouder as a coach to have him and him and I, good to go spend another 36 holes together yet. So.
Well, and you had mentioned this briefly earlier, but a couple weeks ago you were here for the conference meet, and was not a great showing then, 348, I think it was. How fulfilling was it to see your guys bounce back from that and perform well in sectionals and ultimately get here and nearly make it to state?
Yeah, all you can do is give yourself, you got the best chance is to give yourself a chance, and we played really well last week at sectionals. We not as well today, but, it's a difference in a course. Pheasant Ridge is a long course, and so you got to battle through some things, a lot more sand and different places, and You know, yeah, we shot 14 strokes better today than we did than we did 2 weeks ago, and you know, it unfortunately came up short. But you know, I thought we played really good golf. You know, and our young guys stepped up. You know, Eli Cooper goes 81 today. You know, by far his best round of the year. You know, to give ourselves a chance. And yeah, it's exciting as a coach to see guys play well. And you know, we'll see where we go from here.
All right, any final thoughts on Daniel making it to state here today?
No, you know, I'm excited to see what he can do, and you know, we'll see where he goes. You know, next week. And That's it.
All right. That's AGWSR Boys Golf Coach Riley Shipper.
Great grabs on groceries that will save you money. It's at Brothers Market, Highway 175 in Grundy Center, or Highway 57 in Parkersburg. Of course, they're open 7 days a week. You can stop this week for some of the specials, including from the meat department, fresh boneless rump roast, just $2.99 a pound. They also have Lay's party-sized chips for $3.99. Dole's salads, pick up two of those for $5. And Best Choice sour cream, just 88 cents. Many other specials, again, around the store, so shop today and stock up for this weekend's big get-togethers. It's Brothers Market, Grundy Center, and Parkersburg, and many other locations. Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
We're back on the Sports Beat here on KLMJ, KQCR, Radio on the Go. I'm Joel McCall, and we're visiting now with Mandy Willems. She is an AGWSR graduate. She's also a graduate at NIAC and currently at Kansas City. I think she's about to graduate from there, too, though. That's not something I asked off air, but we'll get to that. First of all, Mandy, thank you very much for taking the phone call and being a part of our Sports Beat program.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks so much for having me again.
Well, your senior year, 23-9 were the Roos. Overall, they lost to you and I in the Cedar Falls in the women's NIT, 75-58. I wanted to ask about that game specifically because it probably felt cool to come back to Iowa, and I know it wasn't, you know, the way you wanted to end with a loss there to you and I, but what was it like coming back to Iowa to kind of round out your basketball career?
Yeah, no, I was extremely excited when they came out with the pairings and, you know, when they released the bracket, because I looked right away and saw that it was in Cedar Falls, and I was ecstatic just because I knew that I would have a great crowd to come out and support. And I was just super, super excited to just see some familiar faces out at the game. And yeah, it was just a pretty exciting time overall.
I wondered about that, if some of the AGWSR faithful would make the trip to Cedar Falls to watch you play. And I know overall in the game, probably not what you were expecting. I think you finished with 3 points. You only had 5 field goal attempts. Were they just kind of keying on you to make sure you didn't get any good looks?
Yeah, defensively, they played really tight on me. They, I think that they had a pretty good game plan in regards to just scouting and defending me. So props to them on that. But yeah, it's, you know, obviously not the best way to go out in my last game of my career, but at the same time, you know, you can't hang your hat on just one game. So yeah, that's kind of how things ended up.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. 72 three-pointers you made throughout the entire season for the Kansas City Roos, and you shot 35% from deep. That was kind of your role, though, wasn't it, for the past 3 seasons at Kansas City, was to be a deep threat shooter and play some defense, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, coming into things here, I was pretty well known offensively for the most part, so that kind of started off as my role, just primarily on offense. But you know, as I grew and developed a little more here at the Division I level, my role kind of took off into other places. You know, whether it was being that vocal leader for my team, or, you know, stepping up into big situations on defense as well. So, yeah.
What aspect of basketball do you think you got the best out of you when it came to your overall game? Maybe not. We were already knowing that you were such a good shooter coming out of even AGWSR, and then, I mean, you really took off even at NIAC. But overall, did you feel like there's one aspect that I'm much better at this now than I was back in high school?
Well, from a basketball standpoint, I'd definitely say defense. My defense improved just drastically over the past couple of years that I've been here in Kansas City. You know, just getting things down, being in the right spots when I need to. You know, just kind of growing that basketball IQ in a sense, if that makes sense. But aside from basketball, though, I'd just say that overall, my self-confidence has just kind of flourished in the past couple of years playing basketball. And, you know, that's something that I'll be able to carry on into other aspects of life. So, you know, that's just something that I'm definitely appreciative over, and just my teammates and coaches have really helped instill that in me day in and day out throughout my time here. And yeah, I'm just super grateful for their help with that.
Again, we're talking with Mandy Willems. She is the AGWSR and NIAC graduate currently down at Kansas City, about to head into something else, it sounds like. I do want to go back, and I want to specify, I'm glad that you answered it that way, because even talking to you now and talking to you several years ago when I was full-time at KLMJ, you're a different player, you're a different person, and I can tell how much more you've matured in that regard. Final question as far as basketball, you on the court. I'm going to ask about your coach, too, in just a second. But senior season overall, best game, 19 points versus Grand Canyon, 17 versus South Dakota State. What do you take away from that senior year of yours, and maybe the best highlight that you have?
Man, you know, there were a lot of great things about this year, and, you know, winning games is always great, but nothing really beats, like, the people that you get to do it with. That's something that really stood out to me this season, and, you know, I just enjoying going into practice every day with my teammates and getting to travel with them to all these crazy places. Like, we got to go to the Virgin Islands before we started our preseason workouts. So, you know, that's just those great experiences that I'll be able to take with me just throughout life, and just memories that'll stick just forever.
Your grandpa might have said there's no such thing as a free lunch. What, Brothers Market? That is not true. If you have their mobile app at checkout, you get free things this week. Show them mobile app at checkout and get free KC Masterpiece barbecue sauce or a free pack of JJ snack pies. Or stop by Brothers Market in Grundy Center or Parkersburg. Show the mobile app at checkout and you get a package of Sugardale or Bar S hot dogs for free. The mobile app for your phone is a free download. They love it when you have the app and shop Brothers Market. So come on in. Highway 57 in Parkersburg, Highway 175 in Grundy Center. They're open 7 days a week, Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
I know that the Kansas City Roos, the women's basketball program, is actually changing the guard because J.C. Hoyt will not be coming back. She's moved on. I think she took a different job. I don't remember the school. You could probably help me out with that. But talk about playing for J.C. Hoyt and what you learned from her these past few years.
So Coach Hoyt will be taking over as the head coach at Oklahoma State. So, you know, it's a pretty big step up into the Big 12. So, you know, that's a great opportunity for her, and very deserving of that. As far as our relationship, I definitely say that it grew a lot this year, you know, and just how my role had changed throughout the years, and just in her continuing to trust in me in difficult situations, or, you know, just through anything. So, yeah, it's been a pleasure being able to play for her throughout the past 3 years here.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Go Oklahoma State, that's right. Because then the new coach has actually been poached from Texas Longhorns. She actually graduated as an All-American at Oklahoma, Deanna Jackson Durrett. Have you talked to her at all? I mean, I know that you're not going to be part of the program next year, but have you talked to the new coach?
Yeah, I actually was able to have a few conversations with her once they announced that she was going to be the new head coach. At that point, I was still considering using my COVID year. So, you know, I just wanted to get all the answers that I needed and to formulate the best decision possible and, you know, the best choice for me at this point in my life. I think the future of the program is just headed in a great direction with her as head coach. And, you know, I'm always going to be there to support my Roos. So just super excited for that.
Yeah, it sounded like it was a great hire. And, well, you did mention right there you had another year of eligibility, but you're not going to return as a grad student. So what was kind of the mentality of, like, no, I'm going to be done and I want to move forward with my own professional career?
You know, it was a tough choice. It really was. Throughout the year, it was just a looming decision kind of in the back of my head, you know, just knowing I could go one way or the other, just kind of with my life, you know. But I think that the way this year ended and just how we were able to have so much success throughout this season, I think I was to the point where I was ready to hang it up and, you know, just move on to other areas of my life. But yeah, it was definitely a tough choice for me, but overall, I think that I've definitely made the right decision with that.
Well, you're in communications. That's what your degree will be in. When do you graduate, and what is next for Mandy Willems?
So I will graduate on May 15th at Kauffman Stadium. And what's next? So I am currently an intern for community relations at the KC Current, which is a professional women's soccer team here in Kansas City. They're in their second season, so it's a fairly new team, and they just have a lot of potential, and they're actually off to a great preseason start this year. They're currently in the Challenge Cup, and they're in the playoffs. They made it to the semifinals, so yeah, that's kind of what I've been up to lately, and, you know, just hoping to break into that sports industry market, however it may look. But, you know, long term, my goal would be, you know, to get back into the basketball world, specifically a WNBA team. That's my long term goal. But, you know, baby steps. So, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Well, I hope that internship is paid for, at least then that way you're getting a paycheck. But yeah, I'm so glad that a foot in the door, you never know where things can lead. Hey, I started out in radio selling advertising. So you just never know what one step can lead to the other. And Mandy, this has been such a pleasure, such a joy to talk with you, especially from your days at AGWSR, from your time as a Trojan at NIAC, and now getting the chance to speak with you twice now that you're down at Kansas City. I hope that things go well for you in your future. I think you already know that you were one of my favorite players to watch when you're at AGWSR, certainly at NIAC. I even caught a couple of games on ESPN Plus when you're a Roo. So I'm just really happy for you. Good luck in your future. Thank you so much for being just the joy and pleasure to talk with. And I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No, yeah, thank you so much. Your support throughout my career has just been phenomenal, so thank you for that.
You bet. That's Mandy Willems, an AGWSR and NIAC graduate. She'll be graduating at Kansas City from the Roos here in about 2 weeks. And then, who knows, maybe in the WNBA someday in the front office. We need to take a break and continue our sports beat here on KLMJ, KQCR, and Radio on the Go. I'm Joel McCall.
There are graduations and all kinds of gatherings. It's time to get your groceries at Brothers Market in Parkersburg and Grundy Center. What are the specials this week? Well, listen to this. If you're grilling out with charcoal, Kingsford charcoal, just $9.99. They also have fresh boneless rump roast for $2.99 a pound. Whole seedless watermelons, just $5.99 each. And from the frozen foods department, you can get Tostino's pizzas, 4 for $5. There's much more, so shop the stores. Parkersburg and Grundy Center, it's Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
I'm John Moenkel reporting from Drake Stadium in Des Moines as it's day three of the state track and field meet, all four classes running at the same time here. We just got done with all of our local schools that were competing in the sprint medley relays. Let's run through the boys' results. In the Class 2A boys sprint medley relay, three local schools competed in that. Belmont Clemmy comes in 11th place in a time of 136.62. Grundy Center 14th, not too far behind, 137.27. Dyke New Hartford finishes in 24th and last place in a time of 141.19. And earlier today, Clarksville was in the 1A section of the boys sprint medley relay. They end up finishing in 22nd place in a time of 141.12. That about does it for the sprint medley relay races. Later on, we are going to have the 800-meter run and Applington Parkersburg's Quinlan Schultz competing in the 2A girls 800. That's coming up at about 11:20 a.m. Also, Isaac Swenson of Belmont Clemmy in the boys 200 in the boys class 2A 800-meter run later on today as well. We'll keep you posted on those results as we go on throughout the day. That's it for now. I'm John Moenkel reporting from Drake Stadium in Des Moines. More results and interviews coming up later today.
great grabs on groceries that will save you money. It's at Brothers Market, Highway 175 in Grundy Center, or Highway 57 in Parkersburg. Of course, they're open 7 days a week. You can stop this week for some of the specials, including from the meat department, fresh boneless rump roast, just $2.99 a pound. They also have Lay's party-sized chips for $3.99. Dole's salads, pick up two of those for $5. And Best Choice sour cream, just 88 cents. Many other specials, again, around the store. So shop today and stock up for this weekend's big get-togethers. It's Brothers Market, Grundy Center, and Parkersburg, and many other locations. Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
That's it for this week's edition of the Brothers Market Sports Beat. A big thank you to all of our guests on today's show, including Carson Costello, John Patterson, Daniel Stahl, Riley Shipper, and Mandy Willems. If you missed any of today's show, you can find it on demand at radioonthego.com. Then be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. for another edition of the Brothers Market Sports Beat. Stay tuned throughout the day for more reports from Des Moines at the State Track and Field Meet. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You've been listening to Brothers Market Sports Beat Show with Radio on the Go. If you missed any of today's interviews, you can listen back on the podcast available under the Sports tab at radioonthego.com. Be sure to thank the team at Brothers Market Stores in Parkersburg and Grundy Center for being the exclusive sponsor of the Sports Beat, heard each Saturday on 98.9 FM KQCR. Tune in again next Saturday at 10 a.m. for another edition of the Sports Beat, brought to you by Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
All of your soft favorites from the 70s to today, all in one place. 98.9 KQCR, Radio on the Go.